Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. As usual, my name is Anders Leo Lindberg, and I'll be your host today as we tackle the top trends in finance and accounting for 2025. Let's get into today's show. We are talking about a I would always say, a mainstay topic in this podcast. At least it's felt like this for the last 2 years. It's about ESG, but not necessarily about what it is and how to report on it, but now how to audit it. Because many companies, they will be facing audit of their ESG data next year. Let's talk about how to take a step up there as well. This morning, European time, I released the weekly blog post called Are You Ready for Real-Time ESG Auditing and Assurance Services? ESG factors have become central to business strategy and stakeholder expectations. You would know that if you've been listening to this podcast as well. What was once a nice to have is now a critical part of how companies operate, attract investors, and comply with increasingly stringent regulations. Organizations must go beyond annual ESG reports to demonstrate real-time accountability and transparency in this new landscape. Enter real-time ESG auditing and assurance services, powered by advanced monitoring tools and Internet of Things data streams. This approach enables companies to continuously validate ESG compliance, respond proactively to risks, and build trust with stakeholders. But the key question is, are companies ready for this transformation? In today's show, we'll explore the rise of real-time ESG auditing, how it works, its benefits, and the steps organizations can take to prepare for this shift. You may wonder, of course, why real-time ESG auditing? Regulatory pressure and stakeholder demands reshape how companies approach ESG reporting and compliance. ESG audits, whether annually or quarterly, are still relatively new, but often only provide a lagging view of a company's performance. While these reports are valuable, they fail to capture real-time risks and opportunities, exposing companies to sudden changes in compliance requirements or stakeholder expectations. And I should say, if you ask the audit firms, even they are unsure about how to actually do this. One of our consultants at Business Partner Institute, she used to work with ESG reporting as a financial controller, and she clearly recalls how the conversation with auditors in terms of where data comes from and how to verify it and so on, they were very immature, let's just say. So there's a clear opportunity to step up here. Real-time ESG auditing addresses these gaps by offering continuous monitoring and assurance. Three key factors drive this shift. Regulatory compliance, so governments and regulatory bodies, are implementing stricter ESG mandates, requiring timely and accurate disclosures. Real-time ESG auditing ensures compliance by providing ongoing validation of key metrics. The second is stakeholder expectations. So investors, customers, and employees demand greater transparency and accountability in ESG efforts. Continuous assurance builds trust by demonstrating commitment and progress in real time. And finally, technological advancements. So the rise of IoT devices, AI analytics, and cloud computing makes it feasible to collect, analyze, and report ESG data in real time. And this is not some far-fetched future or 5 years from now. This is now. It's actually in the past already. So I used to work for Maersk, global transport and logistics company, which of course had millions of containers floating around in the world. But especially their reefer containers required strict monitoring. And they of course had that monitoring on the vessels, but using IoT devices, they could bring that monitoring back into a central hub and learn a lot from the data that provided and actually drive value from this. So not just financial value, but also in a broader term. We know it's a big jump still from where most companies are today. So we're going to explore how it could work. But before we do that, question for you to think about. Do you think there's a need for real-time ESG auditing, or is it simply overkill? Okay, so how does real-time ESG auditing work? Real-time ESG auditing relies on technology to continuously collect, analyze, and verify ESG data. Here's how it works. Number one, data collection via IoT devices. It could be other devices as well, but this is definitely the most prominent one. So IoT devices are deployed to monitor ESG factors in real time. Examples include environmental monitoring. So sensors track greenhouse gas emissions, energy usage, water consumption, and waste levels. In many aspects, we do this today in our society. At least in Denmark, where I live, we have monitoring devices on energy, water consumption, and whatnot levels. But of course, this can be expanded. Social metrics. Wearable devices monitor workplace safety, while employee feedback platforms provide insights into satisfaction and engagement. Now, this can be a bit tricky because how much personal or social data is actually feasible or legal to share? There are some boundaries here we need to check in on, of course, yes, but this would makes perfect sense. And finally, governance data. Digital systems log compliance-related activities such as board diversity and anti-corruption training completion rates. I actually think that companies do this today. It's not difficult to track your board diversity. Usually, I don't have that many board members and they don't change that frequently. But for instance, through e-learning platforms, you can track these training completion rates. Simple examples. A simple analogy that most can relate to is that when exiting larger shops today, you often ask to give quick feedback on your shopping experience. Imagine being asked to provide a similar feedback when leaving the office or logging off for the day, if you're working from home or remotely. This would give the company daily sentiment data on employee satisfaction and engagement. I don't know, if you know of companies doing this today, let us know. I think I'd be curious at least to know. This is important, right? How is your workforce doing? How are you doing? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to share some thoughts on this? And of course, it's going to be anonymous, don't worry, but this could definitely be one way. The second step is integration with advanced monitoring tools. So data from these devices is integrated with advanced monitoring platforms that use AI and machine learning to identify anomalies, like sudden spike in emissions, detect patterns and trends, like seasonal energy usage fluctuations, or generate alerts for non-compliance or potential risks. It can seem daunting to set up advanced monitoring tools. However, it's simply riding a broader trend where we get data on everything in our society, from personal health on your smartwatch through live weather data to everything you need to know about the financial markets. There's nothing stopping companies from going big on this. But of course, we need to be within compliance with GDPR and everything else. Let's make sure we don't do anything beyond that. Step number three is real-time reporting dashboards. Dynamic dashboards provide a live view of ESG metrics, enable companies to monitor progress towards ESG goals, share updates with stakeholders instantly, and highlight areas requiring immediate attention. And I've seen how these dashboards work already through ERP vendors, because they create these ESG control towers as part of their reporting suite. Connecting the dots gives immense insight into how to improve ESG performance. So again, none of this is future. This is now. And then step number four, the final step, continuous assurance by auditors. So auditors can use real-time data streams to validate ESG performance continuously. This includes verifying the accuracy of IoT data, assessing compliance with standards, and ensuring consistency across reporting frameworks. If you're lucky, they even don't need to speak with the auditors anymore. They will let you know if there's something to discuss. It's not far-fetched to see companies implementing real-time ESG auditing, although much work remains before this can be realized. So what are the benefits of doing this? Probably relevant to discuss as well. The shift to real-time ESG auditing offers a range of benefits for companies, regulators, and stakeholders. The first is enhanced transparency. So real-time reporting builds trust by providing stakeholders instant access to ESG performance data. This transparency is precious for investors assessing a company's commitment to sustainability, to give one example. Proactive risk management. Continuous monitoring enables companies to identify and address risks as they arise, reducing the likelihood of costly compliance breaches or reputational damage. Then there's streamlined compliance. Real-time assurance simplifies regulatory compliance by automating data collection and validating processes. This reduces the burden of preparing annual reports and minimizes non-compliant risks. Wouldn't that be nice if you didn't even have to lift a finger to prepare the annual report? Then there's improved decision-making. Real-time insights at their fingertips. Leaders can make informed decisions that align with ESG goals, whether it's optimizing energy usage, addressing social or engagement concerns, or improvement governance practices. And finally, all this should lead to a competitive advantage. Companies that adopt real-time ESG auditing position themselves as leaders in sustainability, enhancing their reputation and appealing to investors, customers, and employees. It's easy to envision the benefits, but we should also recognize that they will be costly and that implementing them will not be without challenges. I'm curious, at least you can think about this. Do you find the benefits compelling, or is the effort too great? It's up to you. Let us know. Put it in the comments. What are the challenges in implementing real-time ESG auditing? Despite its benefits, implementing these real-time ESG auditing is not without challenges. Companies must address the following hurdles to succeed. Data complexity. So collecting and managing ESG data from multiple sources, IoT devices to supply networks, can be overwhelming. Companies must invest in robust data integration and management systems. And there's the technological cost. The infrastructure required for real-time ESG monitoring includes IoT devices, AI platforms, cloud storage, and more. And all this can be costly. SMEs especially may face budgetary constraints when adopting these technologies. Then there's the issue of standardization, because the lack of standardized ESG reporting frameworks complicates data comparison and validation. Companies must ensure their real-time auditing practices align with recognized standards like GRI, SASB, or ISSB, or CSRD, and so on. Finally, cybersecurity risks. Real-time ESG data often includes sensitive information, so companies may prioritize cybersecurity to prevent data breaches and maintain stakeholder trust, as opposed to gathering all this ESG data. The challenges won't be solved in a day, as usually is the case. However, there's a window of opportunity for companies that get started these years. That's because auditors and regulators alike are also in uncharted territory. Hence, they're willing to learn with first movers, which gives them a unique advantage in setting the global standard and benchmark for ESG reporting. So at least consider for yourself how you can be part of these first movers. So what are the steps to prepare for real-time ESG auditing? Organizations looking to adapt real-time ESG auditing can follow these steps to ensure a smooth transition. Number one, conduct a readiness assessment. Evaluate your current ESG practices, data collection processes, and technological infrastructure to identify gaps that must be addressed. If all the data collection is manually, you cannot do it. That's for sure. Number two, invest in the right tools. Deploy IoT devices and monitoring platforms to collect and analyze ESG data in real time. Focus on scalable solutions that grow with your organization. Number three, partner with insurance providers. Collaborate with audit firms specializing in real-time ESG assurance. I don't know, maybe they're not even there yet, so you can also be a first mover there. Their expertise ensures data accuracy, compliance, and alignment with industry standards. Number four, build internal capabilities. Train your team in ESG reporting standards, data analytics, and technology management to maximize the value of real-time auditing. Number five, prioritize cybersecurity. Cannot be said enough. Implement robust cybersecurity measures to protect ESG data from breaches and unauthorized access. It's one thing having your financial statements leaked. They will come to light one day anyway, but having your employee data leaked, for instance, that's not good. And finally, number six, communicate with stakeholders. Engage stakeholders throughout the transition, explaining the benefits of real-time auditing and addressing concerns about data transparency and security. Most companies have embarked on the ESG reporting journey in the last few years. That means now is an excellent time to evaluate progress and conduct a readiness assessment for the next level. Remember, by taking the first step, you're already leading the pack. So what does the future look like in this space? Maybe it's a bit too much to talk about the future if the now is already futuristic for you. But anyway, let's go there. So as companies increasingly embrace real-time ESG auditing, the future will bring further advancements, including AI-driven assurance. So auditors rely on AI to automate the assurance process, reducing costs and increasing efficiency. Blockchain integration. Blockchain technology will provide immutable records of ESG data, enhancing trust and accountability. That's the blockchain again. Whenever you talk about trends for 2025, keep mentioning blockchain. And maybe you've heard this before, but at least from my perspective, blockchain would have come up as a top trend for next year for the past 10 years, and it still is not really there. anyway, the potential is there for sure. I believe in it, but I still want to see it. And finally, industry-specific standards. New frameworks tailored to different industries will make real-time ESG auditing more accessible and effective. Of course, before we get too far into the future, let's focus on taking the first step. Of course, it's still helpful to know where things might go 5-10 years from now. Before I round off, the final question for you. How is your organization preparing for, now I say in brackets, real-time ESG auditing? Because you may just be preparing for ESG audits, and that's also a big thing. So what are you doing to prepare? Let us know in the comments. We are, of course, very curious to know as well. It's a new era of ESG accountability. Real-time ESG auditing, assurance services, represent a transformative shift in how companies track and validate their sustainability efforts. By leveraging IoT devices, advanced analytics, and continuous monitoring, organizations can move beyond reactive reporting to proactive management of ESG performance. The question is, are you ready for this new era of ESG accountability? Preparing now will ensure compliance and position your organization as a leader in sustainability. The time to act is now, because staying ahead means staying accountable in a world that demands transparency. Let's see how these trends evolve in 2025. Let's see how all the trends evolve. And let's see, I'm sure new trends will emerge as well. What do you think the top trends of finance and accounting will be in 2025? Let us know in the comments. Happy to hear them. Happy to adjust our views. With that said, we're going to end today's show. Thank you for watching or listening. We will be here next week, a little bit earlier, on Thursday, talking about strategic business partnering, the final trend for finance and accounting professionals in 2025. So that's it. Thanks for now and see you next week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.